You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are speaking with Marianne Jordan, award-winning author of the best-selling novel, The First Christmas Carol. Certainly a timely opportunity to catch up with Marianne, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Now, how did you come up with this story? Let's start there.
In 1999, I was the director of a youth drama team, and we were to come up with a Christmas production, and I just kept reading manuscript after manuscript, and either they had been done, or I had 30-some kids I had to write for, so I actually locked myself in a Holiday Inn Express, stayed there for 2 days, and when I came out, I had the first Christmas Carol. Quite different from the book, simply because, like I said, I had 30-some kids to write parts for. But that's how I came up with the idea.
That's interesting. Now, you've said that there's a situation or person in this story that almost everyone can identify with. Give us some examples with this.
Okay. There are always people who, you know, you're stuck in a job that you really don't like. You work with somebody who is just making your life miserable, but you can't leave because no matter how, you know, just awful it feels and how much you dread going through the door, you can't walk out the door because you have to have your paycheck. So dead-end jobs, if you're a parent of a special needs child, parenting, I mean, think of what it does to the family. The whole family dynamic is changed. And other things, there are marital problems and stresses. A lot of times you say something to somebody that you just said out of anger, frustration, fear, and there's some characters and situations where that's definitely a part. Fear. You fear the unknown. You fear that you're not going to be able to, do what you need to do to complete the task. You may feel unworthy. Fear is huge. Also, all of us have experienced some sort of loss, whether we've lost a loved one, we lost, you know, the love of our life. I mean, and they dumped us. You lost a job, you just all the different things that you can lose in your life that plays such an impact. And it's also, there's the reality of things. For instance, people gloss over the whole thing about Mary being pregnant, and they don't consider that, first of all, she was a girl. She was a child and a teenager. And if you are a parent of a teenager, think of your daughter being 9 months pregnant, leaving town, and she has to walk 100 miles. She's either riding a donkey with her legs dangling or she's walking. And I guarantee you, any woman who's ever been pregnant knows what it's like to have swollen feet, to feel like, if I can't have this baby now, you know, just take this baby now. And, you know, think about it. The stable is not, when you go by and you see all of these nativity scenes in the windows and Mary's wearing blue and they're in this clean stable, and that's just not the way it was. First of all, she'd never wear blue. Blue was for more wealthy people, and they were far from wealthy. And a stable back then was a cave, a dark, damp, dirty cave. And people try to gloss over it and make it this beautiful, you know, experience. And it was nothing of the sort. And the Jews were under a lot of Roman tyranny. And they were just taxed. It was awful. So there are a lot of situations in this, in the book, where you can kind of take yourself going, yeah, I know what that feels like. And that's kind of interesting, or not, that's good for me, because I've had so many people tell me, yeah, I have felt just like that before. And so it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Mary Ann, there are so many adaptations of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. What sets yours apart, and what makes yours different?
Eric, I think it's the layers of people, the characters. There, it's not all focused on Ebenezer. And we don't use the word Scrooge because, well, Scrooge wasn't a word back then, but it's more of, the story doesn't focus just on him. And there are so many layers of characters, you know, subplots. But whereas he does, we do address his past, and it's more in depth of what happened to make Ebenezer the way he is. You get to read about the present, and it doesn't just, it really lays out the way things were in that time period and what was going on in that time period. And it's very accurate. There's a lot of fiction, but the biblical part of it is very accurate. So you get a real good grasp of what things were like in the time when Jesus was born. And in the future, again, I don't want to give it all away, but the future is totally different. For one thing, you're not looking at Ebenezer's future. You're looking at the future of the baby that he has been forced, or that he has forced, to be born in a stable. Because have you ever thought about it? The whole premise, Eric, is the Bible gives you one sentence that says, she laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. And I have been, I've made hotel reservations before, and when I got to the hotel, the price had gone up, because there was a race in town. And so that thought just went through my head about, what if there was room in the inn, but the innkeeper was greedy and he wanted to make as much money as he could, since all these people were going to converge on Bethlehem. So, you know, his greediness forced this couple to have to take refuge in a cave. And that's why that baby was born, in a cave. And he's then seeing what happens to that baby. And so that's the future. He's witnessing what happens in the future, but it isn't what's happening or what will happen to him.
Certainly does make a difference when you implement the authentic and true biblical history within your story. Today we are joined by Mary Ann Jordan, award-winning author of the best-selling novel, The First Christmas Carol, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mary Ann, what's the takeaway from this book? What do you want the reader to feel when they have read the last page?
One thing is, I want people to understand that whether it's a harsh word or just a smile when you open the door for somebody, everything we do when we interact with another person matters. It makes a difference. You have no idea what's happening to someone else, and either you can improve their day or just make their life miserable, because we get so wrapped up in our own lives that we forget to take into account of, again, how much just a polite word and a smile can mean to somebody, or rushing past them, knocking them out of the way, not paying any attention to them. It just, our actions matter. Also, the fact that there's always hope. And we all need to recover from something. Think about it. We all need redemption, or we all have something that we're recovering from, whether it's our childhood, whether it's just a bad attitude. No, it doesn't matter whether we've lost somebody, lost something. We all have something we're going through. And I think if we could all remember that everybody has something. Why should you make it worse when actually you could make it better? And I think that's redemption and the way we treat others. I think that's the big thing.
That sounds like a must read without a question. Lastly, any tips for anyone that has the desire to write a book on any topic? What advice would you have for that type of a person?
I'm so glad you asked me that because it's easy, but it's huge. First of all, if you're writing because you want to have a bestseller, because you want to make money, you want to be published, don't. Because very few people reach that part. Even if you get published, then it's still a matter of selling the book. Write to write. And if you want to write, people go, how do I get started? With one word. Just write one word. And then after that, a word, a word, a word. But my best advice is just like sit in a mall or someplace and just watch people and ask a question. Everything, every good story starts with a question. What if? Or I wonder if. Like No Room at the Inn. Why? Why was there no room at the inn? It's just ask a question. Ask, like sit in a mall, watch people walk by and you go, I wonder if that guy's having an affair or I wonder if that lady, if that's her real hair color and if she dyed it, why did she dye it? You know, just stupid questions. These are stupid examples, but just ask a question and see what you can build out of that one question and find you a character, fall in love with a character and write that character's story. You know, that's, or if you write something that you've lived through, just write it, and you, no telling where it'll go.
Tell us, where can one get a copy of The First Christmas Carol?
God bless you for asking that. You can get it on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and click The First Christmas Carol, and you can also get it on Barnes & Noble's website, barnesandnoble.com. So I hope people will. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas. And, Eric, I sure do appreciate your talking to me.
Well, it's more than a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, Marianne. Certainly appreciate your taking the time to share this with us as well here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Marianne Jordan, award-winning author of the best-selling novel, The First Christmas Carol. And you can follow Marianne on Twitter. It's MJordanTFCC, or on Facebook, it's author Marianne Jordan. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.